Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Foot in Review. And it's already time for episode 8, also known as the extra Christmas Footmas episode. With me is my dear friend, Mr. Objectives himself, the legend from Norway. Hi, Yngvi.
Good evening, John. Nice to be here as usual.
Oh, it's good to have you here.
I'm a little bit crossed by the flu, but I'll do my best to keep going in a good way.
We didn't expect anything else, to be honest. Today, I think it's time for us to have a last look at our Footmas week. We had a pretty, well, different week in Footmas than we expected. I know we ended our reviews last week pretty horrible on Footmas, but it changed a bit, so we've got some nice thing to discuss. We run you through our own squads at this moment, and as a dessert and an end-of-year episode, we will also do our Team of the Years, which will consist out one of Team of the Year from either of us, with the best players we've used this year, and we do a special selection of players which are fairly cheap to use or untradeable to use. So you, if you just start out the game, those are options to actually compete on a budget. Yngvi, got anything to add to that?
No, that sounds good to me.
Then I think it's time for some music.
Drop it.
Oh, and special thanks once again to Infrared Flare for providing us with that custom-made intro. Oh, Yngvi, Footmas, how are you doing, buddy? Except the cold.
I'm doing fine. Things are getting a little bit better now, so hopefully it continues, because then things are going to be better, and not like last year it started really well and then things went downhill. So I'm hopeful.
And with things getting better, you mean that it's getting more better cards, getting more worth out of cards, or just cheaper? Can't refuse to do it.
Good value and very good, interesting cards. I'm a little bit excited for tomorrow to see if we will get the Footmas Sissoko that many people are thinking will happen. So because that could be a card you'll probably face in pretty much every match after it's released, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be I hope it's not going to be a very expensive SBC to do, but I hope we get Sissoko though, because it's a player many people wanted, and should be good to have. Shall we have a first dive in the players that released this week?
Yes, we can do that.
Can you take us through it, please?
I started with Objectives, as usual. And
there's a reason we call him Mr. Objective.
Always nice to have a free card for the first owner objectives later. I did the Gbamin.
Gbamin, who we talked about last week.
Yeah. So he was quite easy to unlock and a solid card. And then I did Thiago Mendes. He's an interesting card. He's not, I would call, CDM. He would be more like box to box for me. Reminds a little bit about Paulinho in the style, maybe. So he's really good with the passing and positioning, and good with the ball. So
good all-round player.
Yeah, he's been a good all-round player. I don't think that objective is possible to do anymore, but I don't think so.
People should have done it, right, for you?
Yeah, because it's a good card and Brazilian and easy link and hybrid and everything. So it wasn't that hard to do. I think maybe there were some lob pass assists, but for some reason I got it on quite easily for once. I don't know how, but I did it. So it was, other than that, it was quite nice objectives to do though.
Those were awesome. I didn't do them, but you could expect that from me, right? Not to do those and not to do objectives. We'll talk about objectives next time because we just saw the new released objectives. Yeah. We go into level 20, we get some more players going, and it looked much more realistic and much less in rivals. So I might actually just give it a push this month as well. Might. Not going to promise anything. But take us through. We got Mendes and we got Kebab in of the objectives.
Yeah, that was last week, so unlocked this week, yep.
What do we have left? Do you want to discuss?
Well, there's the Roussillon is just released today for objective. Looks really good. He is also French and Bundesliga, and you can link him to many teams. It's a really strong card. So the non-inform was already really good. So that looks interesting. And you can also unlock Santi Cazorla and Fabian Delph from the season objectives.
By just reaching a certain level, I think, right?
Yeah, by reaching a certain level. I think first one is Delph, and then it's Cazorla. Delph was around
9,
actually, yeah. Delph was 9 and 14 for Santi Cazorla. So
everyone should be able to get those by just playing.
If you play, yeah. It should be doable, absolutely, in 20 days. So Santi Cazorla looks like a fun card. I think I would use him as a sub.
Good maybe. Upgrade, right?
Yeah, a little bit low stamina, but still looks like a fun card with double 5-star skills and weak foot. He could probably play really well as a cam central. Just behind a faster, maybe a little bit bigger striker. Great shooting and, passing. The Fabian Delph one, he is a left back for his normal card.
Yeah.
Because he played left back for Manchester City last year, mostly. When he was sold to Everton, they have been using him as a central midfielder or defensive midfielder. And he looks like a quite solid card as well for defensive midfielder. Maybe not the strongest, but you can boost that with a chem card. But the rest looks quite okay for an 81 rated, and it's easy to unlock as well. So, and good for the first owner objectives.
Yeah, definitely. He reminds me a lot of the non-inform De Jong. A good all-round rated card. He's a good fit. You wouldn't say he's a CDM. You wouldn't say he's a perfect chem. But he could play everywhere. But he would be a nice CM to have in your squad.
Yeah, box to box as well, probably.
Yeah, medium high work rate, so that's fine.
Yeah. So that's a good one as well.
Then we got two cool ones today, right?
Yeah, the SBCs.
Yes.
Yes. We got David De Gea, Footmus. You need 84 rated squad to unlock him. No informs or special cards needed. Maybe one, I need to double check because I might be mixing him with the other one. No, you just need an 84 rated squad.
One Premier League squad player.
Yeah, one Premier League player, 70 chemistry, 84 rated. So that's a nice way to unlock him, though. It's not too expensive, and looks like a cool card. And then we have one of my non-inform favorites from earlier this year, Rebic from AC Milan. He got a really nice upgrade. You need one player from the Serie A, one team of the week or ones to watch. 85 rated squad, 70 chemistry to unlock him though. So, but that looks like a really nice card as well.
Very fast. So,
he's fast and he's strong. He's got good dribbling and shooting, 4-star skills, 4-star weak foot, high medium work rates, decent passing as well. So yeah, I liked the non-informed card a lot in the beginning. He was really good. So he scored a lot of goals.
Yeah, I did as well. So, I really liked it.
So he's strong and he's got good stamina, and I like that he has the 89 aggression as well now, which is nice.
Especially with his physique, right? I mean, that's
He's just gonna barge through with the ball.
So, get him on aggressive interceptions, and it's gonna be fun having him on top.
Yeah, win the ball back and just he's got good curve and shooting, long shots, good shot power. So maybe if you put a sniper on him, he's gonna be a 90 rated striker. So that's not too bad. And it's around, I think,
120.
100, yeah. 102 on PlayStation and 110 approximately now on Xbox, and 122 on PC.
That's an 8. Pretty good.
Yeah. So both those are good, I think, good SBCs for one day. So I was quite surprised to see Rebic. I didn't expect him. I was hoping that he would come, but very interested to do it.
Talk about not expecting. We got some cool Europa League cards as well this week.
Yeah, I like that they did the player pick one from the Scottish Premiership. You could choose between James Forrest and Kent.
Yeah, so basically the old firm. It's called the old firm, and we got either a Celtic player or a Ranger player.
Yeah.
We picked one out this week.
Yeah, I picked Kent. 4-star skills, 5-star weak foot, and he got very nice stats already. It's incredible fun to use. I usually sub him now because I had to do some changes in my team, but he does a lot of damage as a sub, and I faced him a few times and he always score because he's very quick, very good dribbling, difficult to stop. Of course, he can shoot with either feet as well, and his passing is
big advantage.
And he can pass the ball as well. He's got a few very nice assists. I sent one to you earlier today. I don't know if you had time to look at it. Great assist from Kent.
It's so, a really super sub. And best thing about it was just 30k in total if he did it from scrap.
Yeah, very, very cheap to do. And if he gets one upgrade, it's going to be crazy, that card. So,
suddenly everyone's rooting for Rangers to get through.
So,
this might be the new Lozano sub, though. I mean,
yeah,
the
with 5-star weak foot.
Yeah, so it's a dangerous card if it gets any higher, but it's very cool they released him for this price.
Yeah,
and you can't do him anymore, right?
Yeah, I think you could maybe
5 days total.
Yeah, I think it was. You can still do him.
So, Foot and Review recommends, if you haven't done him yet,
do it now.
Or not now, do it after you've listened to this pod. But yeah, you should really do it. It's keep him on the bench. Even if he doesn't get an upgrade, it's a good sub. If he does get an upgrade, it's going to be awesome.
It's easy to link with the English players as well. So you can use him in first owner objectives, probably with the Premier League team or English team. Lots of different. He can play on either side. He can play left mid, right mid, wingers. He can play cam as well. Striker, he probably can do a job. Striker, yeah. So he feels really quick. So that's a very, very fun card.
And the other really fun card we got was Carlos. That one I didn't see coming.
No, I didn't expect that. So that was a nice surprise. I was a little bit hesitant to do it, but I thought, okay, he looks like good value. He's got the 4-star weak foot as well, and he got some very good stats already. If he gets an upgrade, he's going to be really good, but still a good card anyways for the price, I think. The only thing is that you have to wait until February for an upgrade, though. So
goes for all the lifeguards, though.
Yeah, so I'm using him now in my main team, so
He's really interesting. Good. He's that good?
Yeah, he's doing a really good job. So I think for me, he plays better than Longley, for example. Better than Varane, for me at least. So he can hold his own, I think, for a while still, though.
That's really cool.
Mm.
It's going to be an interesting card to see how many people did it. But yeah, he's Brazilian. He's, of course, Spanish League central defender. So he should be able to get going really well. And I think for people watching the live stream that, well, the Discord just fell off again. So if we're missing Yngwie, well, that happens. I think we have to have one of these moments each week, each show.
It's really,
can you turn back your camera, Yngwie?
I think I'm back.
Yeah, it's loading now, so welcome back.
Yeah.
Not that bad. It's not that bad. Didn't take that long. So we were chatting an hour before.
Discord is tired of me, so they just disconnect me.
Yeah, so we started talking about maybe an hour, 30, 45 minutes before we started pod. Nothing happened. We started pod, and of course it disconnects.
Yeah.
But Carlos, we talked about. We got one last Europa League lifeguard, which you wanted to mention in the form of Bolasie. What can you tell us about Bolasie?
Yeah, he's huge and strong and fast. He links to the league SBC Batalha, and he links to the Inform Acuña as well. So that's a really nice triangle to if you want a hybrid with three really good players, if you have them. He can also do a job as a super sub, of course. He's big, fast, and strong. So he got 5-star skill moves.
Yes,
4-star recruit. Medium low work rate. He's 188 or 6'2". So he's a big unit in game as well, and he's strong, and he's got high aggression, good jumping.
Can you still do
passing?
It?
You can still do that as well, yeah.
Alright.
So
it's not the highest recommendation as we do with Kent, but
no, he cost around 38k between that. No, it's not expensive. So if you have those other players to link him with, then he's a fun card to have. Good to have as a sub as well if you don't want to start him. Sporting have been quite good as well, so there's a chance that they will progress. So
very nice. Three more cards of this week's discussion left. You can decide which one. We got a new player of the month. We got two players of the month, but we're only highlighting one, and we have got two informs from the team of the week, which you want to say something about.
We can do Werner first, Timo Werner.
Yes, so Timo Werner.
Yeah, so he's fast, Bundesliga striker.
Yeah,
yeah. He's a good card, annoying to face. Not the best when I use him, at least not a normal card. I don't know, he misses quite a few chances for me, but it could be his composure, which is low, I think, for a 87 rated card. It's 77. Kent has 78 composure, so it could be my head, but when a player has low composure, I usually miss a lot of chances with them.
I know that feeling, so maybe it's good. I know some people don't exactly know what composure does. Can you try to explain it, or shall I try?
You can explain it if you want.
Okay, basically it's how much the player is affected by taking a shot or pass while under pressure from other opponents near him. So if he's all free on the goalie, composure doesn't matter. But if it's two players next to him or just behind him, he will shoot less accurate. That's basically it.
Yeah.
I hope that's the best way to describe it. But his shooting and passing stats are affected by the pressure applied near him. That's actually, I think, the best way to describe it. So yeah, low composure means while playing park the bus opponents, which is very common. You might run into trouble there, but I think that's not how you want to use this player anyways.
No, you want him to come running through on goal alone. But when people play really low defensive line, it's difficult. And his long shots are not that good, so you're just not going to be... You need a little bit of luck to score outside the box. We need him in the box. So that's probably why I struggle, because I usually have lots of players around mine when I shoot. So,
me as well. But I can imagine this being a very fun card, especially if you use a two-striker formation, though. And he could be the one going get in behind, and the other one with the high composure can stay back a bit.
Yeah.
300,000 for the SBC. What do you think?
It's a decent price. The SBC is maybe a little bit expensive.
The 85, the nearest one, is 144 or 126 actually on Xbox. But the boosts are significant this time around.
Yeah.
So the difference is way higher than we used to get on these.
Yeah, it's nice to see that we get a +2 now on the card and not just a +1.
Yeah, also +3s and +4s. So it's crossing vision, really. His short passing went up with 5 now.
Yeah.
Stamina went up with 2. So, his headers got better. So, so far, I like it.
Yeah. It's a good card. If you play with a Bundesliga team, then you should get him. But I think you can get the team of the group stages Lewandowski for maybe the same price. And he will be a tradable player. Not as fast, but quite a lot more clinical in the box and so outside.
If you're playing a 4-4-2 and Bundesliga, you got your 2 strikers.
Yeah, you're settled.
What about the informs?
Yeah, it's Kevin De Bruyne and Mohamed Salah. De Bruyne did get a decent upgrade, and not just the standard 25, 26 from as it has been earlier. So he looks like an okay upgrade for once. Of course, he's expensive since he's Premier League, and it's a good player. 4-star skills, 5-star weak foot. So...
but definitely a huge upgrade. Oh, the most stats are +3. Some are even +4. His speed has gone up by 4. That is a huge upgrade.
That's from his first inform. I don't know how much...
Second form. Yeah, his first inform. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but if you compare him to the 93 group stages one...
That's +2. +1 and +2. Yeah, so that's price difference a lot smaller.
Yeah. But it's still quite it's still better than normal upgrades for the informs, +1. So, but of course it's almost twice the price as the group stages one. So I'm not sure if he's worth the double price. Maybe he should drop a little bit on Sunday evening.
Yeah, looking at this, I'd say go for the 93 Europa League. Champions League group stage card thingy.
it's interesting. People should watch the price and see if maybe he drops and then maybe purchase later.
But finally, a good upgrade. A really good upgrade in a team of the week really good card. Yeah, and that's what we've been asking for weeks now in the show. So keep that going. And even if they are expensive, it will drop over time. And at least it gives you something to look forward to. And maybe if you're lucky with your rewards on Wicked League, these cards will make a huge difference to get.
Yeah.
Last one of this week, Ingvi, is all yours as a Liverpool fan.
Mohamed Salah, striker position. That makes him a little bit interesting, because you can hybrid him into a team as a central one and then move him... wide, and then if you have a wide player that you want to have central, then you can swap with Salah and you'll have a really good option. He is a little bit pricey, but of course when he's a striker as well, then price goes up a little bit.
Yeah, so in this case the upgrade he got isn't that huge, but the position change makes him valuable and and I think still worth to get, or still making it a viable card, which this isn't the card for me. I mean, 3-star weak foot, it's not, now it's not for me, but I do like the fact that the upgrade, that this case they didn't make the upgrade that great, but they changed the position, so it's still a viable card to get, and that I really like.
Yeah, I would stick him out wide, I think, and cut in and shoot.
Yeah, sure, but it's pretty predictable, so that's why you know that's, people won't also, take shoot with his right foot.
You can put him central cam as well, and then he'll be a little bit. He can be assisting as well because he's got quite good passing and vision. So.
Besides the weak foot, it's a great card, though. I mean, we can't really complain.
Yeah, he's much better than he was on the previous FIFA now. So he feels a little bit more like he should from his stats. It's kind of like Messi also plays much better this year than compared to earlier years. So
True.
The 3-star weak foot is a little bit of letdown. We can maybe dream that he'll get an upgrade for to 4 with his weak foot, since he scored a few goals with it right now. So we can dream.
And some pretty good goals, though. So. He's definitely practicing his right foot.
Yeah, it looks like that. So,
Have we ever seen that a player changes to weak foot, gets upgraded during form card or something?
Yep. At least during the January upgrades, you usually get the weak foot upgrade and skill moves upgrade.
Of course, the winter upgrades, yes.
So, yeah, but there is also something today I need to mention. I forgot the normal Santi Cazorla card and the inform is 4-star skills and 5-star weak foot. The Footmas card is 5-star skills and 5-star weak foot.
So I was actually what I was hinting at.
Yeah, so there is possibility now to do those upgrades. So that's
easy
cool
to overlook, but now. Yeah. That EA is putting out special cards who has different traits. It's something not to look at the main stats of the card, but also just look at the work rates and weak stars, weak foot, something like that, because that makes a big difference.
Yeah,
the Cazorla card now looks not only viable, but also good fun.
Yeah, and I can also mention that Roberto Firmino is 5-star skills on head-to-head now, so he should probably get the skill move upgrade as well soon. So that's going to be fun.
There you go. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. That's this week, Ingvi.
Yep.
Do you want to have a dive into your team first?
Sure.
So you're still playing the 4-4-1-1? What is?
Mostly, yeah, but I change from, I experiment quite a lot now, so I'll have different options during matches, so I don't want to be too one-sided, so it depends on how things work.
I see 3 of the same players as last week, maybe 4, but you changed a lot though.
Yeah, I did.
Take us through it if you want.
Yeah, I sold Maldini and Zambrotta. I got some coins because I wasn't sure, because I got a little bit panicked when things started dropping.
I didn't notice that myself though.
And I sold Van der Sar as well. He didn't drop that. I actually made a little bit of profit on him, which was nice. So I managed to break pretty much even on Maldini. I lost a little bit of coins on Zambrotta, but well, it happens. So I'm using the Team of the Year nominee Ederson in goal. Right back is non-informed Cancelo. I'm using the Road to the Final Joe Gomez, central back, and Diego Carlos, Road to the Final, as the other central back. Still use Carlos, the Roberto icon, left back, base one. And I used central midfield is the storyline Oxlade-Chamberlain, and I have the flashback Paulinho as center midfielders. Wide, I'm using at the left side, I'm using the base Nedved. I got him today. And the right-sided, I got the nominee Raheem Sterling, 89 rated. And of course, center forward or central cam is Dalglish. Dalglish. And of course, one of my favorites, the SPC Jonathan as a striker. Mr. 5-star weak foot, 4-star skills. Really fun card. Still delivering.
It's awesome. I so like Nedved included here. He's a very versatile guard that can just as easily play CM, for example.
Yeah.
So, the inclusion of Nedved makes you able to change formations around a lot, I think.
Yeah, I can do lots of different formation. I can switch between the 4-4-1-1. I can still use the 4-3-3 because Dalglish can play central midfielder as well. And I can use the 4-2-3-1. I can use the 4-1-4-1, which I've been starting to try out.
4-3-1 with ease, I think.
Yeah, and I can also use the 4-2-4. So,
plenty of options.
Yeah, it's nice to have options because if you get stuck, you need to try to change things around. And it's easier to just change formation and have something set up than go in, pause, change tactics and move sliders and change this and that, and takes too much time. So then you just switch with the D-pad and then you can try and see if it works. If not, change back, change to something else and be a little bit unpredictable.
I so agree. How's Sterling for you? That guard I haven't seen for a while.
He's fun. He's very much involved, but he is not the one delivering like the final product. He's like lots of third assists and things like that. And he shoots and the shots get blocked, and then one of the other players picks up the balls and scores and things like that. So he has actually, I think he played 7-8 matches and he has 0 goals and 0 assists.
That's a good recommendation for everyone, isn't it?
But I had the Champions League kind of non-inform Jadon Sancho there before him.
Yeah.
So and he didn't do much.
I think it's time for you to get an inform Salah.
I'll see what I'll do. I still like Sterling though, even though he doesn't score or give any assists, but he does a lot of damage. And he draws a lot of players towards him. So he opens up space for the other players in the team. He makes really good runs, though. So that's nice.
Awesome. Cool to hear. You're playing Wicked League this weekend?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, we're going to let everyone know how it went next weekend. Who has been your player of the weekend?
Right. Yeah.
All right.
So far it's Jonathan and the super sub Kent that has done the most damage. So
Jonathan's never coming out again.
Well, we'll see. It all depends what happens.
Before we dive into our little break and look at our team of the year, as in players of the years we've used, shall we have a quick dive in my squad?
Yeah, I think we need to do that.
We don't need to do anything, but my team hasn't changed all that much. Ter Stegen is still in goal. Piqué and Maldini left back are still in front of him. And Roberto Carlos is left back. Of course, Maldini and Carlos switch around. So Maldini starts at 10 at left back, Carlos at 7 at central defender, but it changed when they do. A new addition to the squad is Footmus Atal. And that card, Ingvi, is the best right back I've used this year. I did not include him in the team of the year thus far because I only played with him one day, but whoa, that card is insanely good. He is strong. He has perfect work rates with high. It's just very nice to have. And of course, he fit in my squad. And he's under 100,000, so I always loved his left side card, so was an auto include when he came out. In midfield, I am using now, I think, still the Petit card, the 88 Petit. I think I had him last week as well. Last week, I used next to him Inform de Jong. This week, I'm using one towards de Jong but basically the same card. Why did I change the ones to watch? Is because all prices collapsed, and might as well took a card that I'm expecting to get an inform again this year, and not have to upgrade. And I really like the card. On my wingers, I kept the same. So my wingers are still Promes on the left side, the one to watch card, and the live version of Dembele, which is still an awesome card, of course, to have. Really cool. I changed my forward, my strikers, though. So last week I had the, what's it called? The nominee card for Dybala, and I got the live version of Depay. But because I changed Atal in the squad, I am now using the Ben Yedder card, the 85 in form. That card is 5-star weak foot, and that's actually much better than the Dybala I had. he's about as fast and he has a killer shot, but he actually has 2 shots. While we're streaming and showing this, thank you, Mixmagic, for giving us a host. We really appreciate it. And of course, as striker, I had the other Depay last week, and I changed that to the inform Depay, since Depay got injured really badly, which really sucks for the Dutch squad. And well, the price collapsed as well, and the 86 is a really good player. So that's about it for this week. All we had. Huh? So really appreciate the rates. It's always nice to have. So for everyone who's tuning in live, well, we didn't get much rate during the recording of the podcast. So we're actually recording a podcast. It's called Foot in Review. It's live on all podcast services around the world for everyone. That's it. So Ingvi, before we take the podcast break, anything to add to my squad?
No, I like it a lot. It looks really good. You have so many good attackers, and you got speed, and Ben Yedder is really cool. And of course, the Atal card, if you can link him, he looks great. So I like the squad, it's really strong.
Awesome. So then I think it's time to have our little podcast break. And meanwhile, we're going to have a chat with all the guys and girls hanging out in our chat. So, Ingvi, I think it's time for some music.
Yeah.
Drop it.
You.
F-U-T
in view.
F-U-T
F-U-T. Welcome back to Foot in Review, episode 8, part 2. Ingvi, how was your break?
It was really nice, so I'm charged up and ready to go.
Awesome. We had some awesome chats in the meanwhile with everyone hanging out on Twitch. So that's, if you're listening to the audio podcast or the YouTube video, you're all missing that. So tune in next week as well, or next week maybe not, but tune in once we're live and you can join us during this awesome break. Ingvi, it's time to run us through your selection of the best 11 players you've used until this far. We are not looking at prices. We are just going to name it. You're going to tell what you think about it. And after it, I will do mine and we'll pick the foot in review for those positions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready to rumble? Let's go down. Your squad, Ingvi, talk us through us.
Yeah, where do I begin?
He starts off the team of the year review with a big sigh. That's not a good move.
I started with the middle Van der Sar in goal. I think he's the best goalkeeper I've used so far. I got him quite cheap, so I got to test him for quite a while as well before I sold him before the worst bump of crash happened, so I still made some coins on him, but he was really good. He's fast, big, good reflexes, and good with the feet, and good in the air and everything, so he plays pretty much quite like he did on 19 though, so at least for me, so very good. Right back is the base Sambrotta 4-star skills, 5-star weak foot. He can play pretty much anywhere, almost. In midfield as well, probably attacker. A very good crossing. He's very strong, good at winning the ball. He recovers really well as well, so that's good, because if you try to manual defend and then you miss, then he's still fast enough to turn around and just track back and win the ball. And then next to him, I used the base Hierro, the 86 rated. It's a really good card.
You keep coming back to Hierro, though.
Yeah. He was great when I had him. I also sold because I panicked. I didn't want to lose too much coins. He plays a little bit similar like the Van Dijk card. Maybe a little bit more agile. Maybe not as strong, but still very strong. And he's really good passing as well, for me at least. And he wins most headers. So he's a really good, fun card. Great interceptions on him. So I like the way he plays himself when defending. Good placement all around. Next to him is the base Maldini that we used to start on 10 chem, left back, move into the middle. That's a great card. There's not much fault in that card as well. Just boost the strength and you'll be fine with him. Great card. Left back actually is the nominee Andy Robertson, because for me he had better passing than Carlos. Not, of course, the same shooting, but still the passing. And then he felt stronger. And the high work rates, of course, is great as well for the fullbacks, I think.
Yeah, it's just say it. It's because he's Liverpool.
Well, it helps. And I packed him, so that's also nice.
It's so weird not seeing Van Dijk in your central defender, though.
Because I barely used him. So I just used a loan in a few friendlies. So I think I'm waiting till I can get either a good, cheap, non-inform version.
You're going for a Steam of the Year, right?
If I can afford, I need to see how much it's going to cost. Probably going to cost too much, so I have to get this non-inform. But I still think it's going to be a good card anyways. So yeah, I'm just sitting on the fence. The best I've used out wide is probably Messi, the non-inform. He's so much better this year, the non-inform, than it was on 19. Much more involved. The finesse and everything and passing, and is great. And he can also play in the center forward position as well, in the 4-1-1 that I use most. And central cam, of course, in 4-2-3-1 if you want that. So that's a great card. And I use flashback Paulinho. He can play CDM, CM, probably play CAM.
Play everywhere,
well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great card. Great shooting outside the box. He makes great run into the box. He is pretty much everywhere on the pitch. Kind of almost the same as the storyline Oxlade, Chamberlain. Also very... plays much better than the card would suggest. Shooting outside the box is great. He makes great runs in the box as well as Paulinho. So there's a
it's
lot
your
of,
Liverpool badge. Just say it again. It's Liverpool.
No, it's not because it's a Liverpool. It's,
next week you need to have your Liverpool shirt on though.
Yeah, I can do that. But he really surprised me. I didn't expect him to play that well. So he's still on my team. The best left midfielder I've used, probably, but it's a little bit of a luxury to use the non-inform Neymar. He would be, of course, even better if you use him further forward, but on the left side he's very good because he's quick and great skills. He can cut inside, he can cross, he can shoot, and well, pretty much anything. It's a little bit weak, but of the left side, the players I've used, he's been the best one. But I need to mention the ones to watch, Quincy Promise as well, because he's really good as well. And of course, the road to the final, Kent needs to be mentioned.
It's too soon.
Yeah, it's just too soon. The best center forward I've used is the base Cruyff. I had him for a short while.
And must be horrible to have him in your squad.
Well, it made my team worse in defending because I had to make sacrifices when I used Cruyff. But I managed to set break even when I sold him, though. But that's he's just as fun as he was on 19, and I had him for a long time on 19. Great shooting, great passing, pretty much everywhere.
And then, well, I think we were talking, Discord decided to give up on us. But he'll be back shortly. Basically, he sold Cruyff because he was too expensive, and he's been having Daglish in his squad the whole year. And I think he bought him for 700,000, and he's now twice as expensive. Yeah, hey, welcome back, buddy.
Hello. I bought Daglish for 710k.
Are you having... just wondering, if is this the same connection you're playing your champion, your champs match on? Because that would make sense now.
Yeah, maybe. So, but of course, the striker is Daglish. I use him now, though, as center forward in the current team, though. But he's Daglish is great as a striker. Probably better there since he has 74 passing. But he still does a great job as a center forward. He even plays midfield, central midfield, and plays great there. He's, yeah, great. 4-star skill, 5-star weak foot. There's not much to fault that card. So, yeah.
If there's one player in this top 11 from you where people have to save coins for and just have to get them in their squad, who would it be?
Well, if attack, I would of
no,
course...
No, just one player. People can have one player. It doesn't matter which position. Can one have one player of these players? Which do people have to include for you?
That's I would say Daglish, actually.
Yeah, that's so. Yeah. So. I think it's a very cool collection. And, I like the inclusion of Messi on the right wing. You see him used... fairly often as a cam or central attacker, not too often as the right wing. Same goes with Neymar, so it's cool you included those two. Cruyff and Daglish, yes, of course, very strong. I think Paulinho is one of the cards I feel I should have done, but I didn't do it and still regret it. And by the time he comes back, he's probably not worth it anymore. I like that the only player you use as central defender isn't a central defender in the form of Maldini, so that's the only position swap you made. But it's a great card, and he's fairly cheap now. Oh, it's fairly cheap. He's 444k, so he's
well, that's
dirt cheap.
That's a great
dude for that card.
Great price.
So awesome. I wanted to go to my squad first, and then we have to decide in each position which of our players is going to be in the foot in review squad of the year. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So my squad, my team of the year. I've been using I've been setting it up as a 4-3-3. And that's where I wanted to rate the players. So in goal, I've used Ter Stegen. I ran a poll on Twitter, asked people who their favorite goalkeeper was this year. And I got Ter Stegen about, 99% of the time people sent in Ter Stegen. I packed Ter Stegen the first week on Tradable with my first gold and Tradable pack. Upgrade pack, and he's still in my squad, so he stays in. I think on our right back position we have the first player who we both selected, so that should be an auto include, and we can safely say that Sambota, the right back 86 version, has been our best right back we've used this year, Ingvi.
Yeah,
so in that's going to be an auto include. My central defenders are a bit different, but not that different, because one of them is the 88 left-back Maldini, which means that Maldini is also one of the best central defenders of foot in review. Not going to talk too much about Maldini, just good as left central defender. Also, screen PK, I included. Been in doubt of that card very, very often, but with a card like Maldini next to him with that speed, I just love it. But we'll compare it with your choice soon. Left back, I'm selected Roberto Carlos. The 86 one, I got it from the foot swaps. If I didn't get it from the foot swaps, I'd probably get him in game, because it's a card I always come back to each year. It's either Sandro or Carlos I'm using. And this year it's been Carlos right away, so awesome. I didn't set this up properly, but I wanted to include one central defensive midfielder, and that would be Kante. Just a killer card every year, this year as well. He's just 200,000, 215,000 now. I love that card. The other one is an icon I'm still using in my squad in the form of Petit. The 88 high work rate central midfielder Petit. On a bit of the expensive side, 730 on Xbox, 800 and a bit on PlayStation, over a million on PC, of course. But that card has surprised me a lot, and I'm not going to get him out of my squad. I've used a lot of icons this year as central midfielder, but I don't even think I would replace him for the 86 good at this point. Strong, fast, perfect work rate, good stamina. Next to that, my other central midfielder is De Jong. I started off the year with the 85 De Jong, the not in form, of course. Switched that to the 86 because it's higher rated at this moment. Just a perfect card, perfectly all-rounded. He can't really shoot that that good, but that's his only weakness. He can't really shoot that hard. But he's got better shot than Kante, for example. But you can play a CM or CDM. On the left winger, which goes, I think, is your left midfielder, is Neymar. I'm using a bit more attacking, but yeah, Neymar is included in me, for me. My right winger is Messi, so I think we've got another one which we both agree on. And that's a good thing, else this podcast would be taking a long time to actually to fight it for us. I used my best striker I've used this year. It has to be Cristiano Ronaldo. Not commonly used in FIFA 20, since Messi is, I think, the most popular card now. But that card, yeah, well, he shoots from everywhere. 4-star weak foot, but still very fast, very strong. He can jump, he can head. So one of the only cards that they actually can pull off a header and scoring with it. And I just love it. Any weird inclusions in your opinion, Ingvi?
No, well...
Now we go.
I loved Ter Stegen in the beginning, and then I think it was two patches ago. Mine is broken, and not in a good way. I don't know the goals he lets in and the things he does. I could just as well have put Kante in goal in some matches. So annoying and so frustrating since I have him untradeable, but I can't trust him. So I can't use him anymore. So I don't know what happened after that patch. And I hear people say that he's still great. And I hear also people saying that their card is broken too. So I don't know. If he works, don't change him. But if you feel he's starting to get off...
PK is coming in. Ter Stegen is in and he could replace him. But I meant Ter Stegen at the Davide. Yes, of course, the footman could change him in. But...
yeah, you can do that as well.
We got another host, so thanks for that. Really appreciate it. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe. Shall we start just discussing the positions? I think...
sure.
Goalkeeper is our first one, so it's either Ter Stegen or Van der Sar, and we have to duke that one out. I'm not going to give it to Van der Sar, actually. Thing is, I could say Van der Sar is, of course, really good, but I can't honestly say that he's better than Ter Stegen, especially when I rolled the ball and set Ter Stegen won almost all. And he's still seeing the pro tournaments since Stegen used it. I think you just have a Monday edition of the Stegen who broke. And you might need a new one. But how are we going to decide this one? I know it. I got Ronaldo as striker and you got Douglas as striker.
Yeah, but...
shall we put Douglas as foot and review striker and I put the Stegen as foot and review goalie?
I think the deciding vote should go to the one that has actually used both.
I did use both. Remember, I got the 89 and got them alone on the first.
Oh, okay, then I'm done. Should we go the one with the oldest age?
Okay, you get one for the oldest age. So, foot and reviews goalie of the year is going to drumroll.
Van der Sar, 89.
Yeah. You write it down because I will forget later. The other one is going to be easy. Foot and review, right fullback is going to
Zambrotta,
without a doubt. We both included him. Yeah. I think we have to include one central defender and not two. Just position central defender.
Yeah.
And that way we don't have to fight.
Maldini.
And we are talking about the 88 Maldini because that's the one we could both afford. If you have the coins for the spare coins for the middle Maldini or now even the prime, you can't go wrong with it. But no, this one is a steal.
Yeah, it's so he's even great on the 6 or 7 cam as well. So
he is the fastest defender you can use.
Yeah,
and he can actually defend. Yeah. So the foot in review, central defender goes to Maldini. Anyway, then we go to the left back position. You have Robertson, I've got Roberto Carlos. How are we going to decide this one?
No, we can go with Roberto Carlos. He's great as well. So I have no problems including him as well because he was quite okay to obtain from the swaps. So I've seen him in a lot of teams and still is. So that's a great card. So great free kicks as well, of course.
All right. That was easy. That didn't need much persuasion. I think I'll might have to do something else later. But left back position, foot in review, goes to
Roberto Carlos.
Then I think we have to decide on a CDM, a CM, and a CAM. Is that a good option?
Pity, because I haven't tried him, but I heard only good things about him, so I have no problem including him.
As a CDM least. Or CM?
I would use him as a CDM,
I think.
Yeah,
me as well. High work rate is a bit weird, but he's so good. Okay, yeah. Foot in review, team of the year, CDM player goes to?
Pity.
Then we have a CM, center midfielder. And then we both have some options. I would nominate De Jong then. And you would nominate Paulinho, I guess.
Yeah.
We have to give that to Paulinho, eh?
Yeah, I think so.
Because if you compare the two of them, Paulinho is a stronger one. Yeah. I think we have to get Paulinho in now so we can get De Jong in the budget team of the year.
Yeah.
So let's do that. So foot in review. Central midfielder goes to
Paulinho. Flashback.
Flashback Paulinho. That's an important thing to say.
Yeah, that's
central attacking midfielder, Envy. That's a hard one since I didn't actually select one, but if I have to nominate one, I would go for Messi.
Yeah, if you're gonna say that, then of course Messi will be there, but you have of course Cruyff can also play there. So Neymar,
I don't have Neymar. So I think if you select Cruyff, we have to say the best CAM or CF has to go to Cruyff.
Yeah, Cruyff base.
Right, foot and review. Best CAM or CF goes to
Base Cruyff
it is. So far, no Liverpool players. Envy, right winger. We have to be sure. I'm going to say right midfielder or right winger, but that's going to be without a doubt Lionel Messi.
Yeah, that's Messi.
So, right winger goes to
Messi.
Left winger goes to. It's going to be a really easy one, this one.
Neymar.
So, foot and review, left winger or left midfielder goes to Neymar. Easy peasy. We agree on most things. And we have to agree on the strikers as well, I'm afraid. Because I nominated Ronaldo, but Douglas is without a doubt better. I only used him in draft. And whenever I used him in draft, it was so good. And I think it's one of the best base icons, not even maybe the best base icon you can get. So, striker of the year, Foot in Review, goes to
Pastel Gleesh.
And I can't pronounce it, so that even goes. So, our full team of the year looks like this. We start with Van der Sar. Our right back is going to be Sambrotta. Our best central defender is going to be Maldini. Left back is going to be Roberto Carlos. Right winger, Messi. Left winger, Neymar. Central defensive midfielder goes to 88 Pity. Central midfielder goes to Paulinho Flashback. That's the 88 one. Central attacking midfielder, or CF, goes to Johan Cruyff, the 89 one. And Foot in Review's best striker goes to Douglas. But then we're not there yet, Ingvi. We are getting some new players, usually around this time, coming in. Because Christmas, every little boy asks for FIFA. And with a bit of luck, they get FIFA 20. And they start from scratch. Of course, we've got some flashbacks. We've got some objectives going. I thought it was a good idea to set up some squads with tradable or untradable or cheap cards. And you did a very fun setup with mostly SBC cards. And I did a cheap squad which you can just buy off the market. Run us through your squad, your budget squad of the year with mostly, objective squad, so to speak. I'm not everyone can actually get this anymore, I think, but I'm not quite sure.
No, they can get some of them, but not that many left to get. Well,
that's not okay. I think I only two not. So
yeah, I selected the goalkeeper, the nominee team of the year, Ederson, because he really surprised me and he's quite affordable.
40 to 50k.
Yeah, and the right back was Road to the Final Mbappe, which was an objective. It's a great card. It's difficult to link, but you can link him with the non-inform Akanji. And that's a great starting central back for a cheap team as well. So I would say Mbappe. And then I have the Road to the Final Joe Gomez. Maybe not exactly cheap to do that SBC, though.
Can't do him anymore, but it was very expensive, I think.
Yeah, it was very expensive, but it's a great card.
And there's some upgrades to be expected.
Hopefully. And then we have the Road to the Final Diego Carlos, which you still can do. Very surprising and good card. Brazilian, so he can link to several leagues without a problem. Fast, strong, good positioning. And scores headers on corners as well. Forgot to mention. And then, of course, the nominee Andy Robertson is quite decently priced, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, yeah, between 70 and 80k.
Yeah, and it's pretty much the same as the inform card, but with a cooler dynamics and everything. high work rates, which is nice.
Good, so, left foot on left side, always nice.
Yeah. And on the right side, I picked the... I think they call it league player Politano. You unlock doing objectives with scoring with Serie A players in matches in Rivals.
I'm not quite sure, but you can still get that, right?
Yeah, you can still get it. I'm pretty sure you can. I can actually check it just to be certain, so we don't promise things. Yeah, you can still do him, so it doesn't say any expiry date that I can see.
No, so maybe get him all year. So.
Yeah, that's a great card. Takes a little bit of grind, but it's worth it if you can fit him in the team. You can still use him as a super sub or starter, and you can upgrade him as well, but we don't know when yet.
And how.
He plays a little bit like Messi as well. He seems to be able to glide past players.
That's a bold statement, though. Ooh.
Yeah, he works really well for me, at least when I've used him.
Better work rates on the wing, so that's there's that.
Four-star skills, four-star weak foot, great finesse, shooting, passing, everything. So that's a fun card. Of course, the left side, they want to watch Quincy Promise since I did the SPC, but you can still get his inform around 15, 20k something, I think.
Yeah, it's very cheap. Last week it was 12k, something like that. So
yeah, so that's a great card. 5-star skill, 4-star weak foot. So it's a really fun card, and it's from Holland, and it's not the worst to link either. So
No, it's sad that even you can even link it with Norwegian reviewers.
Yeah. So he's a great card. Been fun. Hopefully he gets a few more informs, so he'll get upgraded more. And then of course I have the storyline Oxlade-Chamberlain.
Which we can't get anymore now.
No, that was from season 2. A really fun card to use. He's in my main team as well. So maybe his stamina isn't the best, but I think that's the only thing I can put as a maybe fault on him. His stamina could have been a little bit better, but still a great card to start. And of course, flashback Paulinho on the other midfield spot. And I put, as a center forward, I put the team of the group stages, Martinez from Inter, 86 rated. I think it's quite cheap for what you get.
Around 20k.
20, 30k or something.
Yeah. 21 on Xbox, 23 on PlayStation. Yeah,
I paid 60k.
I paid 70.
So it dropped like crazy, but that's a really good card. And of course, you can link him to Messi and other Argentinian players. And of course, Serie A and things. So that's a really good card. 4-star skill, 4-star weak foot. Great finishing. And yeah, good strong player. Yeah. And of course, the striker is the Chinese League SBC Jonathan. Yeah. Great card. The only thing is it's annoying. It takes a bit of time setting up the team to... teams to do the SPCs, but of course you might pack a player as well. I think I packed non-inform Leroy Sané, which was 115k, so
yeah,
I pretty much got
for
free.
Yeah.
So he's usually a goal, at least a goal every match I play him on average.
I've been thinking about him for using his first players for Brazil stuff.
Yeah, so he's highly rated by a lot of people that likes to do the SBCs, league SBCs, because they did him and then they try him and it's like, wow, he's really good.
Yeah, 5-star weak foot health. We talked about a lot about Jonathan and
great
player. If you can spare the time, he's definitely worth it.
Yeah, he's worth it. So you might pack someone good as well. So you never know.
But say you get FIFA today, this weekend.
Yeah.
I think Carlos at least get him right away. Try to get him before it runs out.
Yeah, the SPC, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would try to save up for Promise and Martinez and then go get Jonathan. And then just grind Politano on the way.
Yeah, so that's a good thing with the new setup. You can get pretty good players for free by just putting in work. And you can put that work in getting these players in VS with the squad I built, which is far less exotic and all full goals, actually. Should change it a bit. But I built a team which cost under 200,000. So within the first week or week and a half, you should be able to build a squad like this. And I think it can actually... it can actually compete for a bit. So, yeah, of course, I used the staging goal. He goes for 39,000, and he's probably the most expensive player in the squad. But I think he's definitely worth it. We spoke about him before. Right back, Semedo. Probably the best, at least not informed, right back in the game. 110,000k now, so... Or 10k, so you see. The 81 rated Militao I included, fast, strong. Yeah, he's 2,300, 2,400 sometimes. It's really cheap. And the other one I included was Longley. 20k for a perfect link. And he's been doing some really work. I mean, I think Yngwie used him in his team until, oh, maybe last week, something like that. So.
Yeah, it's a great card. Very, very good. I think he's better than Varane, so at least for me, because he's a little bit more agile. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's a great card for the value. So, and of course, French, so he can link with different leagues as well. So.
Yeah, exactly that. I used the Mendy from Real Madrid left back because it just, oh, 5-star weak foot helps a lot. He's got the perfect work rates, high medium. He's strong in defense. He's fast. He just basically has everything, and he's French, like you said. So it's really easy to link with a lot of players. Midfield, I couldn't do it without including Frankie de Jong, the non-inform, 15k. One of the first players you should get, in my opinion, if you start off with FIFA. The next one I included is Modric. But basically an Arthur or a Vidal, if you're short on coins, could work as well. But I really like the Modric cards, even in non-inform. A surprise inclusion is Tolisso. So I was searching for a French midfielder to make some good links. And this card is really well balanced. I mean, you're talking about the group stage, Tolisso. And yeah, he's under 20k. This card has it all except the weak foot. But as a CM, he might actually be better than Dion. And French, so easy to link. On top, I said to the as right winger, the 84 rated Dembele. Yeah, five star for 8,000 coins is, yeah, well, for me, an auto include. French, easy to link, and Barcelona, so links up with De Jong. Also links a bit with De Jong as the promise cards. You said that as well, Yngwie. I did put the 82 rated here, but of course, the 84 is just 12k. So just get that, in my opinion. It's also 5-star skill rating and 4-star weak foot. And I included, of course, Ben Yedder. And, well, Ben Yedder, even 83, is 5-star weak foot. He's fast, he can shoot, he can do pretty much everything, he can dribble like a madman. But his inform is a pretty good upgrade. But this card, the 83 Ben Yedder, costs 4k. I mean, this would be my squad if you say... Where would you start now if you start a new? This would be something, what I would do. Yeah. Weird things you see here, Yngwie, for people. Say, no, don't buy that card when you start. You can save some money by deleting Modric, I think. But
yeah, you can maybe get Vidal for Modric, and you should be still quite well off. So, well, you can even use the 84 rated Arthur from Barcelona is also a really good card. I used him a lot in the beginning, so that's also a good option. I even used Saul from Atletico Madrid.
Oh, that's a good call, yeah. And he's got a very cheap inform as well.
Yeah, so that's a good card as well. So there's quite a lot of good options in La Liga.
We'll post these teams for everyone who just starts out. So don't mind sharing them and let us know if you try these, what it is. We'll post our team of the year as well, Yngwie, on Twitter. There's no show next week since there's Christmas and stuff. It's going to be hard for us to think schedule it in. And we're not expecting that much new content except the new icons, of course. But we'll do our utmost best to grind for those icons for the next show, so we can actually review them. So before, I think the last subject would always be, of course, Andrew's trading corner, but Andrew has been a bit busy, so we didn't get any trading tips in. So Andrew's trading corner doesn't even have a new intro, but he does also have no content this week, but we hope to get it Andrew on the podcast as soon enough himself. So before we close off the show, Yngwie, do you have anything to add?
No, I hope everybody gets a nice and quiet and good Christmas with their friends and family. and get lots of nice food and just have a really good time and try to relax.
Just pretty enjoy. Much enjoy Christmas the best you can.
Yeah.
And, well, be safe with New Year's Eve.
Yeah, be safe.
Enjoy. Then I'm only thing that's left for me to say, to ask is, Yngvi, where can people find you?
They can find me on Twitter at Evgnoni. And they can find me on Xbox with the gamer tag Litleland95. Same nickname I use on the EA forums, so I can be reached there as well. I have the 4411 thread there, so feel free to drop by. Lots of cool people helping with teams and custom tactics and everything. Just a very nice place to be, so feel free to say hi.
Yeah, so that's actually cool that you mention it. I've been, I wouldn't say forced, but someone told me I should have a look at the forums from time to time. And to be honest, I never used the EA forums as part of my information source. But the kind of discussions you get there are really nice. Very open discussions, good feedback on tactics you discussed. And yeah, be sure to check out Yngvi's 4411 tactics and discussions there. So that's at Litleland95, because it's really cool. You can find me on everything with Food Coaching. That's foodcoaching.com, Food Coaching on Twitter, twitch.tv/foodcoaching if you want to see this show live. The new streams due to the holidays are going to be a bit hit and miss, but we might actually try to stream the whole Weekend League now. Because I need to learn how to play under pressure, so provide me that pressure if you're going to watch. And you can follow this show, of course, on Spotify, iTunes, every podcast provider, SoundCloud, which is of course our host. You can find us there. If you like us, give us a review. We would really appreciate, especially on iTunes, the 5-star reviews. Really helps us to be found. If you don't like us, you can just give a bad review, but you would really still appreciate it if you give us 5-star along with that bad review, so we can still be found. I really want to thank everyone for the support. Tonight I want to give a special shout out to Mix Magic and Missy Ballon d'Or for rating and hosting our show on Twitch. That's always a great help, and also appreciate it. And I want to thank Food Icon One for sending in a squad, which we discussed pre-show. Keep sending in those players. Keep sending in those squads for us to review. Keep safe. Have a great Christmas. And we'll see you next year.